Let's move on to Stacking Theory with Cluck Lucky.
I don't know much. I don't think I'm smarter than the people around me. Maybe a little bit bird brain. I stand out in the rain and wait. Wait for the waiting to start.
I thought the distorted electric piano with the extreme panning tremolo, honestly, as far as that goes, I'd prefer to hear it in mono because it was a bit distracting and only nice and bearable when it was buried a bit in the chorus. But otherwise, just that going back and forth and back and forth just really hit me wrong. Otherwise, though, this is a good tune and a good melody, and I thought it was produced very well. It had some wonderful turns, like the transitions to the chorus I thought were just fantastic. But it is a little plodding, and I'm not entirely sure how I'm going to rank this. I'm going to have to listen to it a few more times.
Is there a key change in there at some point? Am I remembering that correctly? Or does he not actually change key, but just go up a register for a later chorus?
I did notice that the two changes seemed a little different. I just thought that they were maybe the instruments or something were a little different. Maybe the arrangement I thought was different, but it might have been a tricky, nice key change too.
Oh, let me ask.
Okay. While you're doing that, I'm going to have a little snack.
So musically, I think, he's trolling you with his snack, Leonie.
Is that a literal jar of Vegemite?
That is.
Do you actually have a jar of Vegemite in your house? Oh my fucking God.
I have a jar of Vegemite in my house too. I could go get it. I like it on toast.
I've got 7 more jars in my house? Maybe not that many anymore.
I like it with a big spoon.
What are you saying there?
Oh, no, I think I'm just having a little snack.
Just a little spoon wouldn't do.
No, I haven't even tried it yet. It's not open. So,
have you never tried it?
No, but I got it because there's a lot of sort of vegan recipes that use Vegemite. And I'm not a vegan, but I like kind
can
of
you, can you
exploring.
Please go and make a piece of toast right now and watch me watch you eat it?
If you're serious, I'll do it. Do we have time?
We don't have time. We got to move on.
Okay. All right. So, if we have time at the end, I'll go make myself a slice of toast with Vegemite.
So we can talk I can talk a little bit more about Cluck Lucky here. Musically, I thought this was a delightfully lush soundscape. The vocals and harmonies are really good. I mean, really good. The guitar parts are also tasteful, and they sink perfectly into this sea of soft, pillowy vocals. And also, there's this tiny, twinkly glockenspiel, and it's really a gorgeous soundscape, and I think it would be a perfect interlude for like a blissed out heroin scene from a movie like Trainspotting 4 or something. It was really cool for that. So the textures and everything were great. Somebody on the Songfight boards, I think it was Panna Cotta Army, mentioned that it reminded him of 10cc, the vocals from that, and I like, oh yeah, I get that. Those harmony vocals are so nice. Having said all that, though, a chicken is not what I would call a psychologically complex character. I feel like, you know, it's quite a challenge in the scope of a 3-minute song to sketch a recognizable character with an opinion or a story or a self-delusion. And this doesn't really try to do that. It uses wordplay to suggest that the narrator is a chicken, which is cute, but I think somewhat lazy. This is a very good song, and it meets the letter of the challenge, but in my ranking, it'll be bested by songs that did a lot more with the challenge.
I liked it, but I don't love this song yet. Like, I always enjoy it when it comes on, and it's one of those ones that tricks me every time it comes on into thinking that my headphones have stopped working, because the 1, 2, 3 at the start, there's just enough gap in there for me to go, hang on. What's going on? Which is quite clever because it means I pay more attention to the song when it does come on, or when it sort of starts.
Yeah.
In air quotes, which is what I'm doing.
That 1, 2, 3 thing is really cool. Didn't the Beatles do something like that too? They went 1, 2. I think
yeah, it's just like leaving it a bit longer than you would expect, but probably what I should expect from Giz, because he likes the slow tempos. And yeah, I didn't love that what you mentioned, Ryan. I didn't know if it was sort of panning or a combination of panning and compression on something that was kind of disorienting. And it would have been okay in little bits, but it went on a bit too much and became a bit too distracting. But like, I love all the sounds and I love a lot of the lyrics, like the repetition of words rather than rhyme in some spots, like, and wait, wait, wait for the waiting to stop. Like, I liked that a lot. And then later on, find what I can find. And things that I can't control is, I think, what I've written there. Yeah, I liked it, but it felt a bit light lyrically. Good lyrics, but light. Anything else you want to add?
I think we can... Go ahead, Ryan.
So I mentioned this earlier, and you were okay with it. How do you feel about being the... consistently highest voter for this artist in particular and knowing this particular artist socially?
I'm like, he knows how to make a song that I like is the main thing. Like, he knows all the sounds that I like. He knows the kind of lyrics that I like. So it's very easy when you know somebody well to make a song that you know that they'll like. So that's all I can say.
So it's maybe the egg comes before the chicken. Or the chicken becomes before the egg. It doesn't matter. It's still...
Yeah.
Yeah, but, no, that makes sense. That makes great sense.
If we're going to go with nepotism, if we're going to go with that argument, then Falcon Artist would have won every single round because he lives in my town.
Oh.
He knows where I live.
Okay. Yeah, if he could have won every round if you had 4 votes.
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, okay. I think what you said makes perfect sense. If you know somebody well enough and you can, and you know what they appreciate, and I couldn't argue anyway. I like Stacking Theory quite a bit. I liked the round one song quite a bit. Yeah. That was not Stacking Theory.
He has consistently got better with production and stuff as well. Like, I'm pretty sure he's still like just throwing shit at the computer and seeing what happens, but he's doing that in a more professional way now.
Yeah. I really like that Keeping You Safe song.
Oh, I loved that so much.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
He hasn't responded to my text about whether there's a key change yet.
Oh, okay. But was it just too onerous to try and do 2 songs per week, or do you know, or was,
I think
was that
so,
just
probably
a one-off? Or okay. All right.
But it's kind of like, it was interesting to me because the last 2 challenges seem to have fit the CSIS persona quite well. So he could have, if he wanted to, he could have made quite good songs for, like, Unreliable Narrator.
Mm.
Come on. It's like handing it to you on a platter.
Not sure we need more songs from the perspective of software. But...
Yeah, no, you're right.